information, all of a sudden you become a chair. I said, overnight? Good deal. And at any rate, the other people are in a press conference with the governor's office, so I want to welcome all of you that are here today as well. And what I'd like to do is start off by Kat giving us the schedule for the week, and then in the words of the co-chair of Ways and Means, let's get this little puppy out of here.
Chair, members of the committee,
I think Kat.
At your places, there is the schedule for the rest of the week. Actually, it has last week's schedule on it, too, but then you'll see the budgets that are going to be up before you for the rest of the week.
Good.
Yeah. We are having work sessions, and at your places is...
You through with the budget for the week?
Yes.
Okay. Open work session on Senate Bill 5569, Board of Nursing.
Could we do did we do this one first, please?
5570. Okay.
The fee bill.
Okay.
Close work session.
Close work session on 5569. Open work session on 5570. The fee bill for Board of Nursing.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Member. Senate Bill 5570 is the fee bill for the Board of Nursing. This bill ratifies the fees that were increased administratively during the interim. They're listed for you in the table there. They were implemented on October 2003. These were planned increases. They were presented as part of the agency's 0305 budget request and are expected to generate approximately $976,000 in 0507. Since they were increased administratively, they must be ratified or will be rescinded, and that's what this bill does, is ratify the fee increases. Without the revenue these fee increases generate, the agency's 0507 budget would have to be reduced. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that Senate Bill 5570 be amended. We did notice that the reactivation fee was not listed in the original bill, so we'd like to see that placed in there. And the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that SB 5570 be amended and approved.
Madam Chair, are we going to hear from BAM? Then, Madam Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 5570 as amended and stated by Legislative Fiscal to the Senate Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Further comments? Questions? Move the Senate Bill 5570 is passed to the full committee as recommended by LFO. Open a work session on Senate Bill 5569.
Chair, Senate Bill 5569 is the budget bill for the Board of Nursing. At your places, you will have a packet of information. First part is a memo that outlines the changes to the governor's recommended budget. There's also a work session action report. You'd think I did this all morning, I could get this right for you guys, and a performance measure summary. Due to the size of the agency, I thought it might be easier if we just go through the memo, if that's okay with you.
Fine. Proceed.
All right. The first package, our adjustment to the governor's recommended budget, are technical adjustments. It's package 801. 801 increases the budget by $283,813, and it includes adjustments for PERS and attorney general rate changes, a shift between two line items to realign the budget more closely with actual spending, and a one-time increase to accommodate the office reconfiguration expenditures that were expected to occur in 0305, but due to project delays will occur in 0507. And I've detailed those adjustments for you there. Moving into the policy packages as submitted by the agency, there are five of them. 090 is the governor's reductions for smart buy savings. We're recommending approval of that package. Package 101, continuation of services, converts customer service center limited duration positions to permanent in order to maintain service levels. This is tied to performance measures number 1, 2, and 4. It also increases the rent budget. As requested, it increases the rent budget by $140,084. We're recommending approval of $298,638, and that the positions stay as limited duration, and primarily it's due to the unknown of what e-government is going to do to this particular work unit, and it'll allow the agency to see what the impact is and then return next session to either have them be permanent or not. We've reduced the package for the PERS reduction. And because we got a better estimate from DAS facilities on rent, we're recommending that the rent amount be reduced by $40,964. And just to be clear, that doesn't change the amount of square footage that they've requested. It just adjusts the rent amount.
It doesn't? Oh, my goodness. Better get a handle on this, Schrader. Excuse me.
Package 102, investigations, establishes two healthcare investigator positions and increases the complaint intake coordinator to full-time to address an increasing backlog of complaints. We spent quite a bit of time in public hearing discussing this. The agency estimates that the investigative workload is about 22,075 hours per year. With the current staffing of 8 investigators, they can accommodate about 16,000. Adding these two positions will cut that a gap in half, and this is intended to improve performance results on performance measure number 9.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Quite frankly, I do want the records to show that under 101, in terms of the rent increase, even though they didn't gain any more footage. And the problem is critical mass and the cost, whether they reduce the amount of footage or not, an increased amount of footage, Mr. Chairman, the cost of the rent would still be the same in terms of that. So I support LFO's recommendation to increase that. I want the record to show that. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On package 102, recommending approval of $255,625. We're approving the positions and just made a small change because of the purse rate reduction that I've listed there. Package 103 is fingerprinting authority. This will allow the board to conduct nationwide criminal background checks on new applicants and licensees under investigation. We're recommending approval of the package and have adjusted it upwards by $154,000, and that's to adjust for the increase in the Oregon State Police fingerprint check fee. It went into effect in the court between the time that they submitted their budget and now. That concludes the policy package. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $9,500,321, 45 positions, 44.25 FTE, and that Senate Bill 5569 be amended accordingly.
Further comments?
Just looking for a motion.
Can I give a comment first,
yes.
Madam? I just want to appreciate LFO tying the policy packages to a performance, either indicator or outcome. Some of these, I think I'd like to have that done in all the budgets. That way, why are we approving the package? Obviously, to improve something, and so it's nice to have you tie it to the outcomes. I appreciate doing that.
Thank you.
We spent quite a bit of time with that in subcommittee, and
good.
No, I think that's right.
Senator Wessler?
Madam Chair, I would like to move Senate Bill 5569, including policy option package 90, or the policy option packages as recommended by LFO, policy option packages 90-101, complete with the astonishment of the co-chair, policy option 102 and 103 to the Senate Ways and Means Committee with a do-pass recommendation.
Further comments?
We could talk about performance measure changes before you actually move the bill out. Madam Chair, I probably should have done a better job of explaining the way that these were structured. In the memo, there would be two sections. There'll be the budget section, which will make a recommendation, and then I thought we could have a motion on the budget portion. Then we would move into performance measures, and then there would be a motion on the performance measures, and then we'd have a final motion to move the entire bill out.
I think we can go through a little more fastidiously. Let's just go here, the performance measures, and then we just move
the whole thing out?
Right.
All right. Very well, then.
Okay.
The performance measures, the agency submitted 19 performance measures. We added the 2 standard customer service measures, and based on our conversations during public hearing, I have gone through, there were several of them that we thought would be better internal measures, and so I'm recommending that those be deleted but kept internally. Madam Chair, I can either go through these individually or I can simply highlight the ones we're recommending be deleted by number.
Let's go through them one by one and see if anybody have any questions on those. Is that okay?
Sure.
With the committee? Okay.
Performance measure 1 is the percent of customers who rate the board positively in the following areas: A, accuracy of information, courtesy of staff, and ease of access to staff. The recommendation is to delete because we have the 2 standard customer service measures that are being added.
Okay. Question? Number 2?
Measure number 2 is the percent of all automated automatic call distributor telephone calls answered by a live representative and not abandoned by the caller. This performance measure, the wording has been adjusted. That's what the underlining is. They've added the not abandoned by the caller. Recommend approval of the modification.
Right. Question?
Three. Number three is the percent of business days in which the license verification hotlines, telephone, and internet are at close of business current to the previous business day. Recommendation is approve the measure.
Did you feel comfortable that is going to be carried out?
I'm sorry?
You felt comfortable that this piece is going to be carried out, how they measure that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number four, the percent of renewal applications processed within 5 working days. Again, we thought this was a good measure for them internally for the management of the business, but it didn't necessarily need to be reported to the legislature.
Question? Number five.
Number five, percent of initial applications processed within 5 working days. Same thing as number four, Madam Chair.
Questions? Number five? Number six?
Number six is the average number of daily visits to the agency website. And again, we felt this was a good measure, but it could be kept internally and not reported to the legislature.
Question?
Seven. Number seven, average number of people reached by informational presentations by staff per month. Good measure, keep internally, not reported.
Why was they see that was necessary in the first place?
Madam Chair, I would imagine that it's outreach and it's keeping track of how many people they're getting the message out, whatever that message might be, given the complexity of what the Board of Nursing is responsible for.
Questions on number seven?
Madam Chair, yes. We talked about this in our joint subcommittee, and it was the consensus of the committee that so many of these things were not really needed as performance measures.
Well, let me ask you, Senator, a question. Since you've already gone over this, are there any corrections to any of the measures you've heard?
Not yet.
I mean, that is listed? I mean, are you familiar with all 20 of them, 21 of them?
Well, I think if Deborah could just keep reading them, I mean, we'll be pretty close.
Okay.
For the record.
Cool. Okay. Eight.
Percent of e-commerce RN renewals compared to total RN renewals, and we recommend approval of that measure. Number nine, percent of cases investigated and referred to the board within 120 days of receipt of complaint. We recommend approval of the measure. This was the one that the investigator package is related to.
Go for it.
Thank you. Number 10, percent of disciplined licensees with a new complaint within 1 year of the board closing original case with disciplinary action. Now I know how it feels when you guys are reading ponies up here. We recommend approval. Performance measure number 11, percent of complaints that were resolved via stipulated agreement or default notices in lieu of contested case hearing. We recommend approval. Number 12, percent of successful participants in the 5-year nurse mentoring program. This is another one that we think is a good measure to keep internally. Number 13, percent of all renewal applications that are processed through the law enforcement data system and have any arrest, convictions, or other court actions recorded. Again, this looks like a good internal measure. Number 14, percent of RN programs with a passing rate above 85% on the national exam. Recommend approving the measure. Number 15, percent of LPN programs with a passing rate above 85% on the national exam. We recommend approval of the measure. Number 16, percent of nursing assistant training programs with a passing rate for first-time test takers above 85% for both the written and skill portions of the examination. This measure has been modified. Again, that's what's indicated by the underlining, and we recommend approval of the modification. Number 17, percent of agency administrative rules that are periodically reviewed and evaluated within 3 years for unnecessary barriers that might prevent eligible nurses or nursing assistants from practicing nursing in Oregon. This looks like a good measure. We recommend deleting it and keeping it internally. Number 18, percent of emerging public policy issues resolved within 6 months of coming to the board's attention. We recommend delete and keep internally. Number 19, number of basic RN students graduated from Oregon nursing education programs and practicing in Oregon. We recommend approval. Number 20, percent of customers rating overall Well, these are the two standard ones. Percent of customers rating overall satisfaction with the agency above average or excellent. Percent of customers rating their overall satisfaction with the agency above average or excellent. We recommend approving the standardized customer service measure. And measure number 21, percent of customers rating satisfaction with agency services above average or excellence for timeliness, accuracy, helpfulness, expertise, and information availability. We recommend approval.
So just those two portions are associated with the full bill, with the passing of the bill.
Madam Chair, are you ready for a motion?
I'm ready.
Madam Chair, I restate my prior motion, moving Senate Bill 5569 with policy option packages as recommended by LFO 90, 101, 102, and 103, as well as performance measures number 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, 13, 17, and 18 be deleted, and performance measures 2 and 16 be modified as recommended by LFO. I'd like to move that package as amended, 5569, to the full Senate Ways and Means Committee with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Westland has moved approval of the LFO recommendations or amended recommendation, and so Senate Bill 5569 as approved, and Senate Bill 5569 be moved to the full committee. Any questions and comments? So moved. Thank you. Work session on 5571, Commission for the Blind. I know you guys feel good about this day, don't you?
Oh, wait, did we just give up our whole opportunity to be up on the Board of Nursing?
We did, Ben.
Oh, God. I know I can't eat such a heavy lunch anymore.
All right, Madam Chair, Senate Bill 5571 is the budget bill for the Commission for the Blind, and again, I'll be working off the memo.
And proceed like you did on that one. Let us hear the full the bill and whatever performance measures, and we'll pass them, since all of us are familiar with it.
Sure. The first adjustment to the governor's recommended budget is package 802. This is a general fund reduction of $3,322 to reflect a 3% across the board services and supplies general fund reduction. The reduction is offset by an increase in other funds by the same amount, and that is to prevent the loss of federal funds. Package 801 is the LFO technical adjustment package, and I've included a table that summarizes all of the adjustments, and I know that looks like there's a lot of to and fro, but and I promise I'm not going to take you through every little detail, but it does include the reductions for PERS and Attorney General rate changes. There are various line item and program shifts to align the budget more closely with actual spending patterns, and there is an increase in direct services for clients by reinvesting the Smart Buy savings and the rate reduction savings, and this was again, not to lose federal funds. We did have rate reductions and we had Smart Buy savings, and the idea was that then we could take that savings and reinvest it in the program. And these would be direct services to Oregonians who are blind.
Is this the only program that we did not revert these dollars to general fund dollars?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay.
And there was only $5,000 of other funds at play here.
Okay.
And so the total of this package is only $10,907, and it's primarily federal. Moving into the agency's policy packages, 090 is the Smart Buy savings, recommending approval, because we've reinvested those savings into the program. Package 101 is labeled or titled Fund Shift. This package converts four existing limited duration positions. How we got here is last session there was, as you well recall, there was a general fund shortfall. And part of solving that statewide shortfall, this agency lost general fund, which in turn meant they lost federal funds and as a result had to reduce positions. They were invited to return to the emergency board to backfill that general fund loss with other funds, which they did in November of 2003, and that's when they got limited duration positions so that they could restore the program reduction. All this package does is simply formalize the emergency board action and then makes these positions permanent.
Okay.
We're recommending approval with a slight change due to the PERS rate reduction and a technical adjustment that shifts. But originally, we had offset the increase in personal services with a special payment reduction. It really should be personal services, and so we're making that little change there as well. Then, Madam Chair, I'll skip the next section and move right into performance measures. And then I'll just read my recommendation altogether.
Very good.
Most of the agency's performance measures as submitted were workload measures. And we talked about these during the public hearing. It's recommended that these measures be deleted but kept internally. Again, they're good measures to help the agency manage, but that the agency needs to develop more outcome-based measures when they return in 2007. Other than measure number one, which is the percentage of individuals who enter into individualized plans for employment and vocational rehabilitation program who are successful in reaching their outcome, so we recommend approval of that one. The remaining are deleted to be kept internally, and then we have the two standard customer service measures. Pardon me?
That's a 10 and 11.
Yes, ma'am.
And those are new?
Yes, and you'll see those in every budget, Senator Westland. And so, Madam Chair, members, Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a general fund budget of $1,202,778, another funds budget of $2,584,450, and a federal funds budget of $9,667,191, for a total funds budget of $13,454,419, 47 positions, 44.6 FTE. And the performance measures as we just reviewed in that Senate Bill 5571 be amended accordingly.
I want to encourage the Commission to really come back to us the next time in terms of the percentage of individuals who enter into individualized plans. I just think that that is so important. Over the years, you've done great work, so I just want to encourage you to do that one so we can have some outcomes and know how effective we are being as a state. So I want to encourage that very much.
Madam Chair, are you ready for a motion?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, let me figure out how to do this little bit. Okay. Madam Chair, I would move the recommendation of LFO on Senate Bill 5571, Commission to the Blind, to the full committee to the full Senate committee with a due pass recommendation to and include the ways and means adjustments to package 802, the technical adjustments to package 801, the deletion of performance measures 2 through 9, and the inclusion of the new performance measures 10 and 11.
Senator Westland moves Senate Bill 5571 to the full Senate Committee on Ways and Means. Are there any questions? Any objections? So work session now on Senate Bill 5572, Office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Madam Chair and members, Senate Bill 5572 is the budget bill for the Office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman. This one is really simple. There is one policy package in this budget, and it included the governor's Smart Buy savings. It eliminated a small amount of general fund that represented non-matched expenditures, and it took a $35,000 one-time general fund reduction, which was backfilled with $70,000 of other funds ending balance. There is small technical adjustments. They totaled $6,318 of other funds to reflect the PERS rate reduction and a shift between two line items to more closely align the budget with actual spending patterns. The agency's performance measures. Looks like six of them are being recommended to be deleted but kept internally, and we're adding the two customer service standard measures. And I can read them all into the record if you'd like.
Please.
Number one, percentage of non-referred complaints that are partially or fully resolved. We're recommending approval. Performance measure number two, average initial response time to non-referred. Might have a wording problem there. We recommend approval. Number three, average time to close non-referred cases. We recommend approval. Number four, percentage of abuse complaints that are referred appropriately. This was one of the ones that we recommend that be deleted but kept internally.
Let me ask a question on that one, because we've had quite a few questions in the state in terms of elder abuse. Is that, can I ask one, somebody to come from the department? Hey, Ellen.
Meredith Cote, Director, Office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Thank you. Meredith, can you tell me, because I know over the years it hasn't been screaming at us, but there has certainly been elder abuse in our state, and is this performance measure tied to that piece? And if so, how will the legislature hear in terms of elder abuse in the state, except you give us a report on that.
Chair Carter, members of the committee, well, the primary investigating agency for elder abuse is senior and people with disabilities, okay, and their affiliates through the state and the local area agencies on aging. So you will get through senior and people with disabilities budget presentation, you will get information about elder abuse. This was linked to that in that our people work throughout the state, and because they're in a position to see elder abuse and people call to report elder abuse to us, our referrals to that agency for investigation and our subsequent follow-up of those referrals is frequently important to the clients who are out there and have loved ones in the facilities.
Okay. Further questions of Okay.
Number five is the average initial response time to abuse complaints. Again, this is a good measure for the agency to keep internally, but since abuse complaints aren't their primary area of responsibility, we're recommending it be deleted. Number six, a customer satisfaction. Oh, this is a measure that they were to be developed. We're recommending that it be deleted and substitute the two standard customer service measures. Number seven, percentage of nursing facilities visited once a quarter, recommending approval. Number eight, percentage of assisted living and residential care facilities visited once a quarter, we're recommending approval. Number nine, percentage of assisted adult foster care homes visited once a quarter, we recommend approval. Number 10, number of certified ombudsmen, we recommend it be deleted and kept internally. Number 11, percentage of ombudsman trainees reporting satisfaction with the 6-day certification program. We recommend it be deleted and kept internally. Again, good measure. Doesn't necessarily need to be reported to the legislature. Number 12, number of RAP chat. And I apologize for the acronym, friendly visitor volunteers. We recommend it be deleted and kept internally. Number 13, number of requests for assistance and consultations from consumers, the public, facility staff, and agencies, we recommend approval. Number 14, number of legislative, regulatory, and policy issues in which the program had significant input. On this particular measure, while it says approve, and why am I struggling with this? The House changed this particular measure into an internal measure, and I don't know what that means in terms of process for us here today. So
that means we'll work it out in conference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For
this measure, though.
Oh, Meredith, you left us once again. Wait for a minute.
If you changed it, it wouldn't have to go to conference.
Number 14, is that the one?
Yeah.
Explain to me number 14 as to why you think, I had the chair in the House talk to you about why they think this is something you should keep internally as opposed to being a part of your performance measures externally.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Well, the reason why it was there is because system advocacy is part of what we do, and a continuous amount of my work is being on policies and rules advisory committees that seek to modify any rules relating to long-term care facilities, and lots of policy committees. So that's why it's there, to try to show the legislature that we are active in that arena.
That's a good one.
I think it was Representative Hanna who said that he thought that significant input was hard to measure or to know, and then he thought that the measure was general in nature and might be he just thought it was a more general kind of measure. And quite frankly, the measure, when we were working with the Progress Board to develop it, we went back and forth, and it was a difficult measure to develop, and they struggled with it too, and this was the best that we could come up with to try to show the legislature that we were active in the policy arena. But so I don't know how much more work could be done on the measure, but I think that his thinking was general in nature. Deborah, is that sort of what you recollect was the thrust of his?
Madam Chair?
Senator.
And I can see that point when I go back and look at the mission statement for the long-term care ombudsman. The mission... No, I was trying to find. I thought I had it. In your long-term care mission statement, and I thought I had it real close. It's to enhance the quality of life, improve the level of care, protect individual rights, and promote the dignity of each Oregon citizen residing in a long-term care facility. And so, yes, it could be considered a part of it.
Madam Chair, if I might add, from the national level and the federal administration on aging, the ombudsman is supposed to be doing two things. One is the individual advocacy, and also system advocacy that takes all of those individual problems and tries to convert them into some kinds of system changes that better serve people in long-term care facilities. So we're supposed to be engaging in both of those activities, and this was a measure that just tried to get at that, and I realize it's imperfect. It was just that we struggled. Like I said, we went back and forth with the Progress Board trying to figure out a better way of doing it, but this is the best we could come up with.
Well, actually, I think it's a good measure, and because you're looking for not only outcomes, but we're looking for you to perform at a level where your mission states that you should be doing so, and so I think it's a reputable measure to keep. The chair is a little conflicted now, because Senator Wetzlund brought up an excellent idea. If we change it, it forces it into a conference committee, and that means you come back. If we go along with the House, that means you're through with your budget for the rest of the session. So let me just ask you, if you were to just make sure from this committee's perspective that you keep kind of reporting on it, but we won't make it a formal part of this unless for the sake of your national, compadres, that they see, when they look at Oregon, they see this measure is a part of what we do. Otherwise, I would be inclined to go along with the House so you don't have to return. So, committee members, what's your pleasure?
Well, Madam Chair, if I could, that's kind of like asking two otherwise normally intelligent people, are you a Dodger fan or a Giant? Obviously, those that offer that they're a Dodger fan would recommend deleting number 14 as long as they keep the information internally and it would be available.
Madam Chair, if you have any cause to want to check up on our activity at the system level, you could always call Seniors and People with Disabilities, since they're the ones that usually bear the brunt of my activity. Mm-hmm. But also, and as a larger matter, the one that we're more concerned with would be the one relating to abuse, because that is the one that links us. It's something we do a lot of referrals, and it links us to the benchmark on elder abuse. And so that's one, you know, that causes us more concern than this one. But in either event, we intend to keep track of all of this, and at any time you want it, it will be there for you.
Okay, great. With that in mind, Senator.
Well, I think Deborah still has a couple more to go.
Thank you. Number 15, the last two are the standard customer service measures. Percent of customers rating their overall satisfaction with the agency above average or excellent. We recommend approval. And number 16, percent of customers rating satisfaction with agency services above average or excellent for timeliness, accuracy, helpfulness, expertise, and information availability. We recommend approval. So, Madam Chair, members, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a general fund budget of $555,205 and other funds budget of $1,469,000 for a total funds budget of $2,014,205, 8 positions, 8.00 FTEs, and the performance measures that adjustments that we just reviewed, and that Senate Bill 5572 be amended accordingly.
Senator Leslin.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 5572 with the LFO recommendations on the policy package, including technical adjustments to Package 801 and the performance measures 4, 5, 6, 10, 11, 12, and then an amendment to the LFO recommendation 14 to come in agreement with the House, performance measure 14 be deleted, and 15 and 16 per the LFO recommendation, the new measures be added. I move the LFO recommendation to the full Senate Ways and Means Committee with a do pass recommendation.
Senator Watson moves Senate Bill 5572, Office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman, with LFO recommendations and the deletion of to be kept internally number 14 performance measure. Any questions? Any objections? So moved.
Madam Chair, I would point out that since we have three bills here and you need three carriers, I would probably assume that Senator Monis Anderson would like the nursing bill, and you and I can fight over Commission for the Blind or the Office of Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
But, Madam Chair.
Excuse me, Monis Anderson, for a minute, please. I think that's an excellent idea, Senator.
But,
go.
Madam Chair, yes. I'm not on the full Ways and Means.
Please make a special guest appearance.
Since this is my first time on the Ways and Means,
it has in the past we have allowed that to happen if a person would like to do it, and as a matter of courtesy, we
reading did. Into the record. I mean, it's the information.
So we would. I'd like Deborah for Senator Monis Anderson to carry the nursing bill.
All right.
And then Senator Westland and I will take each of the other two, and you so assign that.
You have a preference?
Either one, Madam Chair.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
See how we give decisions here? We make decisions here. You make a decision.
And hurry up, we're busy.
Westland. Senator Westland can carry the Commission for the Blind.
Oh, I don't want
Senator
that one. No.
Senator Carter can carry the Office of Long-Term Care.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today. And we didn't work you because we had gone through the bills. So I hope you find that okay.
And because you're a giant fan.
Oh. any other business of the day?
Gosh, and Madam Chair,
yes, ma'am.
When do we meet next then?
What is Wednesday?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
3 to 5.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
you have a schedule. It should be at all your places for the week.
Right.
Excellent. So we went over we apologize. We went over the week schedule, and you still had not arrived, so my apologies for that. Thank you, Senator. The committee is adjourned.
Okay.